我们一同低头有些祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer together?
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们谢谢你，你在恩典里面带领我们开始新的一天。
Lord, we thank you that in your grace you have led us to start our new day.
我们知道今天是你复活的日子。
We know that today is the day of your resurrection.
是我们要纪念你的日子。
The day that we are to remember you.
也是主你吩咐我们要聚集的日子。
It's also the day that you have commanded us to gather before you.
主，我们在这个清晨的早上，我们将感谢归给你。
Lord, in this morning we give you all our thanks.
求你将你自己诸般的恩典厚赐给你的教会。
Lord, will you grant to your church all your graces?
你分别我们。
Lord, will you separate us?
你也分别为圣这个地方。
Will you also sanctify this place?
你让我们今天的聚会真能够摸到你。
That this gathering might come before your throne.
求你自己遮盖整个聚会的场所。
Lord, will you cover this whole place?
洁净这里的空气。
Will you cleanse the air, the atmosphere?
使我们与你相交没有任何的难阻。
That there will be no hindrance between you and us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名祈求。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，又是一个新的早晨。
We thank the Lord that this is a new morning.
我们知道我们如果能够这样的聚会，
We know that the fact that we can gather this way
乃是神在基督里面给我们一个真的自由。
Is because he has given us a true freedom in Christ Jesus.
使我们这帮原先是抵挡作恶远离神的人，
That we who were enemies, who were the ones who opposed God,
如今却因着他的怜悯与恩典，
that now by His grace and His mercy,
在这灵里面的自由，
that we can come with a spiritual freedom,
来到这里来聚会，
to gather together before the Lord.
我们谢谢我们的主。
We give our thanks to the Lord.
我们要与弟兄姊妹们读一处圣经。
This morning we would like to read together a portion of the scripture.
我们看马可福音。
Let's Open Book of Mark,
第五章
Chapter 5.
马可福音第五章
Mark Chapter 5.
我们要从第一节
We'll read from verse 1.
我们要读到第二十节
Through to verse 20.
马可福音第五章第一节读到第二十节
Mark Chapter 5, verse 1 to 20.
我要和弟兄们一同读单数，传兵弟兄要跟姊妹们一同读双数。
Brothers will read singular verses, and the sisters will read even worse verses.
我们请弟兄们先读。他们来到海那边，格拉森人的地方。
耶稣一下船，就有一个被鬼附着的人从坟茔里出来迎着他。
那人常住在坟茔里，没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不能。
因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。
他昼夜藏在坟茔里和山中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。
他远远地看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他，
大声呼叫说：至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。
是因耶稣曾吩咐他说：乌鬼啊，从这人身上出来吧。
耶稣问他说：你名叫什么？回答说：我名叫群，因为我们多的缘故。
就再三的求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。
在那里山坡上有一大群猪吃食，
鬼就央求耶稣说：求你打发我们往猪群里负责猪去。
耶稣准了他们，乌鬼就出来进入猪里去，于是那群猪闯下山崖，投在海里淹死了。猪的数目约有2000。
放猪的就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人，众人就来要看是什么事。
他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附着的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着穿上衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。
他 看见这事的便将鬼附之人所遇见的和那群猪的事都告诉了众人，
众人就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。
耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在，
耶稣却不许，却对他说，你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。
那人就走了，在底加波里传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters，
我记得我曾经在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通到亚伯罕的一家。
And remember I shared last time with brothers and sisters about the family of Abraham. When we talk about the family of Abraham，
我也交通到那个被捆绑的以撒。
We have shared that the Isaac who was bounded，
他被他的父亲用爱的绳索捆绑。
He was bound by his father's cause of love.
放在那个祭坛上。
And he was placed on the altar.
他没有挣扎。
He did not fight.
他没有哀哭。
He did not weep.
他没有嚎叫。
He did not cry out.
他是安安静静像羔羊一样被放在祭坛上。
Like a lamb, he was quietly submitted to his father.
这是他父亲爱的捆锁。
It's the bondage, or is the cause of Father's love.
就是他父亲把以撒献在祭坛上。
The father has placed Isaac on the altar.
所以我们在以撒身上看到那个爱的俘虏。
So from Isaac, we can see that he is a slave of love.
亚伯兰身上看到父亲荣耀的一个形象。
From Abraham, we can see that the image of a glorious father.
以撒身上有儿子耶稣基督顺服的形象。
And from Isaac, we saw the image of the submissive son.
但是这个捆绑乃是爱的捆绑。
This bondage is the bondage of love.
我也是交通那个时候，在交通到那段经文的时候，后面在灵修的时候，我心里面就有一些思想。
So when I spent quiet time before the law, I meditate on this portion.
有人愿意接受爱的捆绑。
Is there anyone who is willing to receive this bonding of love?
一生活在祭坛奉献侍奉那位荣耀的主。
And is willing to live on the altar to serve this glorious Lord.
但是有多少的人？
But how many?
是被仇敌捆绑？
Have been bound by Satan.
心有不甘而却无力。
They are they're not willing to, but they could not help.
这个捆绑不是把他带到那位荣耀的主面前。
This bondage of the enemy did not bring them to the glorious Lord.
但是这个捆绑却把他，就像我们今天所读的经文，把他赶到旷野里面去。
But instead, this bondage has caused this man to be left in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天我跟弟兄们要交通一个叫荣耀的释放。
The topic I would like to share with you today is glorious freedom.
因为有人被捆绑。
Because someone was bound.
但是这个捆绑不是荣耀的。
And this bondage wasn't glorious.
这个捆绑不是自由的。
This bondage has nothing to do with freedom.
这个捆绑是强迫的。
This bondage is put on against his will.
是压制的。
Is oppressive.
是羞辱的。
Is humiliating.
因为在我们读马可福音第五章里面，
For in Mark chapter 5,
同样的经文在马太福音第八章跟路加第八章都提到这样的事情。
Mark chapter 5 and Luke chapter 8,
当我们看这段经文的时候，
When we look at this portion,
我们发现这里面有一个人。
We saw that there is a man.
在马太福音里面提到是两个人。
In Matthew, it says there are two men.
但是我们知道，无论如何，这里面这个人是两个人中一个有代表性的。
But anyhow, this man is perhaps the representative of those two men.
圣经里面没有提这个人叫什么名字。
The Bible did not tell us what was his name.
许多时候，主耶稣讲到一个真实的事例，比如说讲拿撒路与财主，他就把拿撒路那个名字就讲出来。
Often when the Lord talks about a true story, he will mention the names.
但是我们知道主讲这里面的时候没有讲人的名字。
We will know in this occasion, the Lord did not mention his name.
这个人或许是外邦人。
Perhaps this man was a Gentile.
或许是以色列人。
Perhaps he was an Israelite.
但是我们知道这个人出场的时候。
But we know that when this man appears in the Bible,
就是我们今天要讲的第一点，他是一个被捆绑的人。
We can see that he is a man who is possessed, who is in bondage.
我们的主跟门徒一同渡海到了一个地方。
The Lord, together with his disciples, came to this place.
那个地方叫哥拿僧人的地方。
The place is called Gerasene or Gadarenes.
如果我们读前面的话。
If we read the portion before that,
我们知道前面的那段故事就是主耶稣在海中的时候，那个风浪越来越大，越来越大。
We know that they have just been through a big storm.
但是主耶稣在那边睡觉。
And the Lord was asleep.
那些有经验的门徒都说：“主啊，你还睡觉？我们都要死了，难道你不管我们吗？”
Those disciples who are quite experienced cry out saying.Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
主一起来就斥责那个风和浪。
And when the Lord arose, we knew that he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still.
风浪就平静了。
And the wind ceased, and it was a great calm.
这些门徒惊讶。
And the disciples were quite amazed.
一面是为什么有那么大的风浪。
On the one hand, they were astonished because, for the greatness of the storm.
一面是从来没有见过风浪居然是用斥责来平静的。
On the other hand, they have never seen such a man who could rebuke the wind and calm the sea.
如果我们往下读，读到第五章的时候，
if we continue to read in chapter 5,
你要发现这次过海，主耶稣就做一件事情，只做一件事情。
Then we found out that this time when they cross over the sea, there's only one purpose. The Lord only did one thing after they cross over the sea.
所以当三本经书三本福音都记同一件事情的时候，
so when all three gospels mention the same story,
我们心要留意，
then we need to pay attention.
就是在强调一件事情。
We know that this is emphasis. The Lord.
所以这个风浪一过去，到了海那边。
So after the storm, when they have come across to the other side of the sea,
我们就看到有一个人。
Then we see that there is a man here.
这个人是被圣经里面说被巫鬼所附着。
This man is possessed by an unclean spirit.
他的特点与他的情形是
，and his characteristic is
住在坟茔里。
He dwelled amongst the tombs.
每一个人都是住在家里面。
Every one of us dwells in a family.
没有一个活着的人会住在一个死人的地方。
No one who is alive would like to dwell amongst the dead.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
坟茔就是死亡的所在。
The tombs represents the death.
那里面充满死人的骸骨。
It is full of, is filled with the bones of those who are dead.
我们知道许多人连死这个字都不愿意提。
We know that many of us do not even willing to mention the word death.
但是今天居然有一个人是住在死亡的地方。
But he is a man who dwells constantly amongst the tombs.
他孤单。
He's lonely.
他整天与尸骨骸骨在一起。
He spent time all day with his dead.
他无助。
He was helpless.
但是圣经里面说到他的情形是，不但他是孤单，更他是无助。
Not only is that,
更是他是被巫鬼所附。
But he's also possessed by this unclean spirit.
如果我们读到路加福音同样的经文的时候，
If we read the same story in Gospel of Luke,
在路加福音里面记载说他是常被鬼所抓住。
In the Gospel of Luke, it tells us that he is often captured, seized by the devil.
而且是被赶到旷野里面去。
He was chased into the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，那个赶。
He was chased into the wilderness.
好像一个力大的对付一个力小的。
As if there was a more powerful strength that is opposing him.
对以色列人来讲，就像牧羊的人赶逐牲畜一样。
It's like the shepherd chasing the sheep.
人本身在世人来讲说是万物之灵。
Amongst all the Lord's creation, man is meant to be the top of all creation.
人在圣经里面所讲的是要管理神所造之物。
The Bible tells us that the Lord has placed all things to be placed man over all things.
但是有一天，你不得不承认一件事实。
But one day we have to acknowledge this fact.
在所看得见的物质世界里面
，that in the physical world that we can see,
有看不见的灵界的存在。
There are those invisible, the spiritual realm.
弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
在今天的一天一些聚会里面
in our meeting today,
常常夸大仇敌的作为。
In some meetings today, often we exaggerate the work of the enemy.
就是无论提什么事情，他都要跟灵扯在一起。
So that is whatever happens, people will just refer to the spirit.
就无论你发生什么不愉快的事情，他都要跟鬼扯在一起。
No matter what happens, people will link that event or to a spiritual to spirits.
这是一个极端。
That's one extreme.
那今天在另外一个极端里面
But on the other extreme,
我们对于圣经的教导，对于我们的信仰里面，我们就忽略了属灵征战这一面。
We have neglected the fact of spiritual warfare from the teaching of the Bible.
许多时候信主信到一个程度
Oftentimes we have believed or become a Christian.
他对神的话
Our attitude towards the Word of God
常常是局部接受
is that we only accept partially.
没看见的不能接受
If there's something that we didn't see that we will not accept.
没经历的不能接受
Something we did not experience, we will not accept.
没读到的也不能接受
We will not accept anything that we haven't read.
没发生在身边的就是历史中有的现在没有了
We're not willing to accept anything that haven't happened in our midst.
就不知道属灵征战
So we have forgotten about the spiritual warfare.
所以就变成人与人之争
So everything becomes just a fight between man and man.
如果我们照着圣经里面看
But if it's according to the Bible,
这个人实在是遇到一个很不一般的事情
What happens to this man is something that's quite extraordinary.
他是被一个超自然的力量
He was controlled by this supernatural power.
被巫鬼所搅扰。
He was disturbed or possessed by this unclean spirit.
甚至附在他的身上。
Even possessed by the unclean spirit.
他是一个不能自主被捆绑的人。
He has no freedom to do what he wished to do.
我们如果看圣经里面，在圣经里面怎么形容他的情形。
So if we look at the Bible, how does the Bible describe his condition?
在我们所读的第五章第五节里面说，他昼夜藏在坟茔里面和山中喊叫。
In verse 5, it says, Always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones.
又用石头砍自己。
Cutting himself with stones.
他伤害自己。
He hurt himself. He's hurting himself.
他故意害别人。
And he's hurting others.
好多人如果知道有个地方有这样不正常的人都要绕道而行。
If someone knew that there was a man like that, they will take another way and they will go...Past, the man.
如果我们把这几个平行的经文马太、马可、路加，我们读下来的话
，If we read all the three gospels together，
我们发现他是不穿衣服的。
We found out that he was naked.
他不知羞耻。
He did not know any shame.
却满了羞耻。
But yet he was quite shameful.
如果一个小孩子刚出生，他不会哭啊，因为我没有穿衣服。
A baby wouldn't feel shameful if he was naked.
我记得我的小孩最小的两岁的伊利亚，有一天晚上睡觉睡得迷迷糊涂，突然哭起来了。
Remember my youngest child one day, one night when he was sleeping, he suddenly cried out.
我就看干嘛呢
？So I asked him why.
他突然说的啊，我突然发现他说好羞羞脸呐，我的裤子掉了。
And he said, "Oh, it's shameful. My pants fell off."
因为他睡觉的时候踹踹踹，把他的裤子踹下来了，掉了。他就啊，好羞羞脸啊，我的裤子掉了。
Because he kicked his pants off. He said it's quite shameful.
我们听了就觉得又好笑又可爱。
So we find it quite funny. A baby will say such thing.
但是这个人可能是一个成年人。
But this is an adult.
他没有穿衣服。
He was naked.
但是他不觉得羞耻。
And he did not feel any shame.
每个人看见他都知道是羞耻。
Everyone would say that is shameful to be naked.
弟兄姊妹，因为仇敌的工作
，It's brothers and sisters. It is the work of the enemy.
他已经不能管理自己。
Because of the work of the enemy, the man has no longer
control himself. 他没有
常人所有的道德的标准。
所有的道德的标准。
He no longer has the moral standard that most ordinary person will have.
他的情形 是一个被捆绑、被奴役的情形。
His condition is one, is such one that is in bondage.
弟兄姊妹
，is in slavery.
但这个人在旷野中，在那边生存的时候
，when this man was dwelling in the wilderness，
我们如果只是一个邻居
，if we are just his neighbor，
我们只是多一点叹息而已。
Perhaps we just sigh, we just sighing for him.
如果我们只是从新闻里面看到这件事情
，if we read the story from the newspaper，
我们只是多一个茶余饭后的闲谈的笑料而已。
Then perhaps we just talk about these things, as something interesting.
但是就是这样的一个人
，but Even such a man,
在一个坟茔里面
who dwells in the tomb amongst the tombs.
我们如果读圣经，知道曾经有人用铁镣、用锁链来把他锁住，但是这个铁链被他挣断。
And the Bible tells us that they tried to bound him with chains, but he has broken the shackles and the chains.
我们相信一定曾经有人关心过他。
We believe that someone will perhaps try to care for him.
一定曾经有人想保护过他。
Try to protect him, perhaps.
但是在这样的一个事实属灵征战里面
，But in this spiritual warfare,
人没有办法胜过仇敌的工作。
Man could not overcome the work of the enemy.
直到有一天
，Until one day,
我们的主带着他的门徒。来到这个地方
Our Lord came to this place with his disciples.
我们的主要来寻找他
Our Lord came to seek this man.
我们主是他的家人吗
Is our Lord his family?
如果按世人的眼光一定不是他的家人
In the eyes of man, he is not.
我们的主是他的邻居吗
Is our Lord his neighbor?
我们的主在圣经里面看按血统关系可能这个人是外邦人跟他是没有任何的关系
According to perhaps this man was Gentile, so the Lord wouldn't have any relationship with this man.
这个人到这个情形，他的家人在哪里呢？
This man has fallen into such a state, and where is his family?
一件事临到一个人使一个人不正常，我们最伤痛的无非是身边的亲人。
When something like that happened to a man, those who are troubled with saddened the most are his family.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个被捆绑人的情形
the condition of this man who was in bondage.
如果让我们来思想
if we to look at it,
他这个人是与我们在座的人都不一样的
We'll say that this man is unlike any one of us.
因为我们这帮蒙恩得救的人
For we who have been saved by grace,
我们这帮自由的人
We who have received freedom,
因为我们的主已经释放我们
Because our Lord has released us.
他就像诗歌里面所说的，他因为我们信他
，Just like the hymn says, because we believed in him，
他就把恩典给了我们。
He has given us the grace。
他因为我们信他
，because we believe in him，
他把圣灵赐给我们，内住在我们里面。
He has given us the indwelling Holy Spirit。
他因为我们信他
，because we believed in him，
他保护他看顾
，He protects us, He cares for us。
他以我们为他的居所
He has make us his dwelling place.
但是这个人
But this man,
他不自由
he has no freedom.
他成为仇敌的巢穴
He became the dwelling place of the enemy.
他已经被辖制了
He has been possessed.
我们与他不同，因为我们信的人里面是神的灵住在我们里面
We are different to him because we have the Spirit of God in us.
但是在他身上却能看出一些的痕迹，与今天的世代人很相同。
But from this man, we can see that some of his characteristics are quite similar to the condition of this world.
自从造天地以来
Since the creation of the world,
神的远能和神性是明明可知的
God's invisible quality, his eternal power is well known.
但是也是自从造天地以来
But since creation of the world,
从创世纪第一章
even from the beginning of Genesis,
起初神创造天地
In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth.
原面黑暗
The darkness was over the surface of the deep. The Spirit of God hovering over the surface of the deep. And then you read God created the whole creation. You went to chapter 3.
你发现所有神工作的地方，撒旦总是想破坏它。
You discover that wherever God as his work, Satan will try to destroy it.
你如果一直读一直读读到约翰一书的时候，
if you continue to read until 1 John,
圣经里面告诉我们说全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
The Bible tells us that the whole world lies under the, in the hands of the evil one.
说这个世界因着犯罪堕落而被仇敌的阴影全是所笼罩。
Because of sins, this whole world has been placed under the hands of the evil one.
哪里有仇敌的作为？
Wherever there's work of the enemy,
哪里就没有属灵的自由？
There is no spiritual freedom.
哪里有仇敌的作为？哪里就有捆绑？
Where there is work of the enemy, there is bondage.
哪里有仇敌的作为？